Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest episode of Relate to the Bible is called The Feast of the Lord God of Israel. It covers Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 through 44. You can also find it at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. I felt led to write this for people in our busy world so they can relate to the Lord in their smaller chunks of time. In doing this, I am ever mindful of Revelations chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. And being prayerful about this, the Lord has had it on my heart that I'm not supposed to alter the meaning of what the passage is in the Bible, although there are times that he's led me to add additional meaning, because sometimes in the Bible, a particular chapter will talk about something that happened in some previous chapter or a whole other book of the Bible, and it doesn't always make it really clear what's happening without a little bit of background information. And at those times he has it on my heart, I will put paraphrase background information or other information that might add clarity within brackets. And when I'm reading it to you, if I think it's significant, you know that, I will say within brackets it says, or within brackets, and then read it. But sometimes it's just to add more current terms, or who's speaking or who's being spoken to, because they'll say he talked to him, and it's like, okay, so I have to backtrack and figure out who, you know, from the text, who was the speaker and who was being spoken to. And sometimes when I feel that's important for you, you know, that you might not pick up on that, I would put that within brackets as well. But then I'll tell you that I have it within brackets of the same color text when you look on the internet. But if it's something I think significant that you should really know in that I've added this to, you know, background information or information to add clarity, I will make it a different color font just to draw your attention to it. And then sometimes I put more current terms. There are other times that I condense, combine, or compress similar words. Also, the Lord had it for me to put this in a table format. And I hope it's just me, it's God, that's the main part, that you find this beneficial. I think it may possibly lead to understanding it easier or quicker, in that it builds on each thing, you know, when it's in a chunk like that. Anyway, but I'm uncertain because that's just what I think. Also, this is done primarily with the King James Version Bible, lots and lots and lots of prayers, and BibleGateway.com and BibleHub.com at times, and also other internet resources as necessary. When it's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, there's an asterisk, it's foretelling of a future event. And if I can tell you, summarize it briefly after the passage, I will, but sometimes I can't do it briefly. Jesus's words will be in red when we get to the New Testament. Also, you should know that I don't include repetitive text. There are some passages that have the same wording over and over and over again. And when I don't see that it adds new meaning or is it done for emphasis, I won't include those repetitive words. And in order to reconcile that throughout all of the chapters of the Bible, I have used a range of verses. So I don't tell you this is verse 4, verse 5, verse 6. I will tell you like I did. This is Leviticus chapter 23, and it's verses 1 through 44. So you know the vast majority of the pertinent information that the Lord had on my heart to include from that chapter will be within this. Okay, the Feast of the Lord of Israel. The Lord told Moses to say to the children, which is the people of Israel, concerning the Feast of the Lord, you shall proclaim them to be a holy assembly. These are my my, the Lord God's feast. 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of solemn rest and a holy assembly, and you shall not do any work on it. It's the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord and the holy assemblies you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month, at evening is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the feast of the unleavened bread to the Lord. You must eat unleavened bread without, and I have without yeast, for 7 days. On the first day, you may have a holy assembly and not do any work on it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord 7 days. The seventh day is a holy assembly, and you shall not do any work on it. The Lord wanted Moses to tell the children, which is the people of Israel, when you come into the land which I give you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf, which is a bundle of the first fruits of your harvest, to the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before you. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. I apologize. On the next day, on the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. On the same day when you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a male lamb of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering to the Lord. It is a meat offering, and it shall be 2/10 of an ephah. I don't even know if I'm saying this right. It's E-P-H-A-H, a fine flour mixed with oil. And an offering made by fire to the Lord for a sweet aroma. The drink offering shall be 1/4 of a hin of wine. So these are different measurements, but that's the way they are. And I don't know how to explain it to you further. You shall eat neither bread nor dried corn or green ears of corn until the same day that you have brought an offering to your God, the Lord. It shall be a statute forever, it's kind of like a rule, forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Count from the day after the Sabbath when you brought the sheaf as a wave offering, and 7 more Sabbaths are complete, and count 50 more days, and you shall offer a meat / grain offering. So, this is the side, and that's within brackets, but they used to call it a meat offering in the King James Version Bible, but in the newer versions of many of the Bibles, they call it a grain offering. I kind of can understand both of those, although I can't attest to this is why. It was used, it's of grain in it, and a lot of times it's like baked cakes and things like, not like cakes you eat with icing, but like potato pancakes is what I think, but I can't tell you for certain. And it is going with the meat offering, so I think that's why it was called a meat offering, although I can't say that for sure. And but it's of grain, so I think that's why the newer versions of the Bible call it grain offering. And so I just put meat / grain. So if I say meat / grain, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. And you shall offer a new meat grain / grain offering to the Lord. You shall bring out from your dwelling places 2 wave loaves of 2/10 ephah of fine flour, and they shall be baked with leaven, and it means with yeast. They are the first fruits to the Lord. With the bread you shall offer 7 lambs of the first year without blemish, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They shall be a burnt offering to the Lord with their meat / grain offering and a drink offering as offering made by fire for a sweet aroma to the Lord God. You shall sacrifice 1 kid goat as a sin offering and 2 male lambs of the first year as a sacrifice of a peace offering. The priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before the Lord with 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. You shall proclaim the same day that it is a holy assembly to you, and you shall not do any work on it. It shall be a statute, which is kind of like a law, to you forever in all your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, You shall not totally reap the corners of your field, nor any gleanings from your harvest. It means don't have anybody go behind and pick every last grape. You know, you shall leave them for the poor and for the stranger. I am the Lord your God. The Lord told Moses, saying, speak to the children, which is the people of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and a holy assembly. You shall not do any work on it, but you shall offer an offering made of fire to the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of this seventh month, there's to be a day of an atonement. It shall be a holy assembly for you, and you shall humble your souls and make an offering made by fire to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work on that same day, because it is a day of atonement. And it is a day of atonement to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. Any person who hasn't humbled their soul that same day shall be cut off from among his people. I will destroy any person from among his people who does any work on that same day. You shall not do any type of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. It shall be a Sabbath of rest, and you shall humble yourselves. In the ninth day of the month, at evening, from evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. You should do things from sundown to sundown. That's what it's referring to. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord your God. On the first day there shall be a holy assembly, and you shall not do any work on it. For 7 days you shall present an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the eighth day you shall have a holy assembly for you. You shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall not do any work on it. These are the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy assemblies, to present offerings made by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering, and a meat / grain offering, and a sacrifice and drink offering, everything on its day, in addition to the Sabbaths, your gifts, and all your vows, and all your freewill offerings, which you give to the Lord. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the fruit of the land, you shall keep the feast of the Lord for 7 days, and the first day there shall be a Sabbath rest, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath rest. On the first day you shall take for yourselves the branches of strong trees, palm trees, thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord for 7 days. You shall keep it as a feast to the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations, and you shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You who are native-born Israelites shall dwell in booths, and I have within brackets, huts made of branches, for 7 days, so your generations may know that I made the children, which is the people of Israel, dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Moses declared the feast of the Lord to the children of Israel. And the next time I share a podcast, it will be over Leviticus chapter 24, verses 1 through 23. And I've titled it Penalties for Blaspheming the Lord or for Killing. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.